This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT.
Making headlines this hour, TVC gives candid survival guide to MUT's new interim vice chancellor. And June dates have been set for IEC voter registration ahead of the local government elections. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Mangosuthu University of Technology's Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Learning and Teaching, Professor Marcus Ramogale, has delivered a candid message to the university's incoming interim Vice-Chancellor and Principal, Professor Rashiela Songa. Speaking during a welcome address, Ramogale described the speech as a survival guide, warning that while MUT is a small institution, its challenges are indeed complex. Drawing from 16 years of experience with the university, he outlined key risks the new leader may face, including internal politics and governance challenges. Ramogale cautions Professor Songa to be wary of individuals who may attempt to influence her perceptions of colleagues before she meets them. He also highlights a culture of entitlement within parts of the institution that could undermine leadership and decision-making. Despite warnings, Ramogale assured the new interim vice-chancellor that MUT's executive leadership team stands ready to support her in restoring stability within the university. And then in your other news, voter registration will be held on the weekend of 20 and 21 June ahead of the 2026 local government elections. Chief Electoral Officer Sy Mawabulu held a media briefing yesterday on the Independent Electoral Commission's state of readiness for the polls. He says the registration weekend is aimed at maximizing opportunities for eligible voters to register closer to where they live.
Intended outcome of the registration weekend is to facilitate access to franchise and broaden electoral participation. The timing of this registration weekend aligns with the current planning framework, namely that the Commission must stand ready to administer elections whenever such elections are lawfully called.
And finally, intandokazi endimeni yomculo uthandiswa amazwayi ithi izizwa ibusisekile ngohambo ebenalo emculweni njengoba kulonyaka igubha iminyaka engu-50 yazalwa. Uthandiswa uthi kugubha le minyaka ukhethe ukwenza idili lomculo eliqala eGoli ngenyanga eyedlule nokuzothi ngo-March 20 libe se-Playhouse eThekwini. Ekhuluma ngalo mcimbi uthi uhlele ukuhambela amadolobha amathathu amakhulu kuleli ukuze agubhe nabalandeli bakhe. Uthi uhambo lwalolu hlobo ubone impumelelo yalo ngesikhathi ethula i-albhamu ethi Sankomfa, abantu abaphuma ngobuningi bezojabula naye yethulwa. Kulo mcimbi-ke uveze ukuthi umema bonke abalandeli bakhe kuzojabula naye njengoba ezophinda xoxe ngohambo lwakhe kule minyaka esendimeni yomculo. Umcimbi-ke uzoqala ngo-7 ebusuku. Amathikithi awo ayatholakala e-web tickets. Now to recap your top story at this hour, TVC gives candid survival guide to MUT's new interim vice-chancellor. This is all from myself at this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 2:30. For your MUT Radio News, I'm Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.